This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on a third watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road semi-drivers out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And let's not forget about our bulk mail haulers, too, hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices, as well as our suicide jockeys out there getting gas and diesel to the gas stations. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America, and you might want to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. A lot of great stuff over there for you to take a look at, and you just never know who might be over there visiting with you. All right, and joining us right now from the magic state of California, I call it California, it's none other than Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain. Good morning.
It would be the second time for us to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And by the way, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, you and I were talking during the break, and we were talking about something that I wanted you to mention when we came back. So go ahead, have at it.
Well, Captain, we were talking about, you know, it looks like Barack Obama is going to be the new, I guess, public face.
Communicator-in-chief.
Communicator-in-chief, trying to stop the misinformation that's going on out there. And the really, this is a huge problem. And, you know, obviously, Captain, I think that you've got people on the left. And now that Obama's getting involved, I mean, that's got to mean that it's really serious at
this
point.
They're desperate.
Yeah. Yeah. That they honestly believe that somehow, you know, stuff that you're going to hear or could hear that goes against the narrative, well, that's just misinformation. But, you know, Captain, we've always had some form of misinformation out there. People have written books, you know, people used to write books and people would read them and then they, you know, they'd have to talk about it. But we've always also had to be discerning. But this is one of the things that they really leave out. They leave out the notion that in order to be able to have a free society, you have to be discerning. You don't need somebody, a czar, you know, determining what people can hear. We just have to have people understand what our country is about, what our system's about, what our constitution's about, so that they know it so well that when something comes along and tries to say, oh, the Constitution doesn't say that, the Constitution was never meant for that, whatever it is, they can make a cogent argument against it. But that's not what we do anymore. What we have to do is control and contrive.
Well, wasn't Obama considered to be a constitutional attorney at one time?
Yeah, didn't he teach constitutional law or something like that? So he's like big-time Mr. Constitution guy.
Well, every time we heard something attributed to the Constitution and his words were behind it, it was always wrong.
Well, and he would also, you know, say things like, you know, I know that you want me to go, and just paraphrasing here, you know, I know you want me to go just make a rule or whatever, but the Constitution doesn't work like that. I always heard that as being like, hey, this Constitution thing is not good.
So instead,
it's constraining me. You know?
So instead, he ran a parallel government and did everything by executive order or executive action.
Well, he had a phone.
And there is a difference,
Yeah. That's right. And that's exactly right. So these executive actions that are done, typically, remember when we saw President Trump come into office in 2017, one of the first things he did was begin to undo all the executive actions that were done. That's something an incoming president can do.
That's because of what you just said. Obama had a phone and a pen.
Had a phone and a pen, exactly. That's why it's much more important to be able to build consensus in the sense of getting laws passed that pass muster if it ever goes to the Supreme Court for some kind of challenge. And that's how you get things to be lasting. That's how you get longevity.
Who is in charge of the Democratic Party right now?
Well, typically that would be the President of the United States, but it's not him, unfortunately, I think.
Could it possibly be Obama with some others?
Well, we've talked about almost in a joking sort of way, but it's the idea of the Biden Politburo, basically. There doesn't seem to be Joe Biden making decisions behind the Resolute desk. It does seem to be some committee, it seems like.
And isn't that Obama probably a part of that?
Well, he certainly would have strong influence, I think, over policy direction. Yes, we'll put it that way.
Okay, because you've got Susan Rice, you've got Valerie Jarrett, who are alive and well. And any time they're even within 100 yards of a political leader, I think that they're involved somehow.
Well, there's a very high echelon of people that talk and influence one another and so on and so forth. So it's not Joe and it's not Kamala. I don't think Kamala is coming up with policy or thinking about these things in such a way that, you know, she's going to have some kind of big influence. And I think the American people are really starting to figure this out, and they're seeing it firsthand.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're going to have a Kamala sighting here one of these times because we've got her music along with AOC here that we love playing, but we got to have a story for her. So we'll see what we can find. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Professor of Politics, there's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. We're back, and this portion of the program brought to you by our good friend Mike Lindell and company. MyPillow.com is the website to go over there. Now, there's a couple different things that you can do to be able to chime in and get the maximum discount that they have to offer over there. First of all, you always need a promo code to buy something. The promo code will be CAPTAIN. Very easy to remember. No matter what you find, no matter how it is, where it is, the promo code you get the discounted price you'll see is CAPTAIN. Now, if you need help, and you need to call and ask somebody, talk to somebody, the phone number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. That's a number that you can call and speak to a live person and get the answer to whatever question you got and place your order over there, too. But don't forget your promo code, CAPTAIN. Now, on the website, MyPillow.com, you'll see a whole bunch of specials there, and it'll show you what the discounts are. But the real deep discounts are over in the radio listener specials page. And that's got a picture of Mike Lindell sitting there. I guess it's at a table or something, looking at something. And that's where he's at. So, radio listener specials page. Go in there. Promo code is always CAPTAIN. Phone number if you need help or you want to order that way, because you can, 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459, MyPillow.com. Promo code CAPTAIN. Okay, Kyle, we are back.
We are back, yes.
And you never left.
That's
but,
right.
I want to get into something here. Kevin McCarthy has said that if the Republicans take control of both the Senate and the House, and they have a majority, that he is going to launch impeachment proceedings against Homeland Security, Mr. Mayorkas.
That's right. Well, you know, Captain, that is within the purview, obviously, of the House, for example, to start those kinds of proceedings. And we've heard this word impeachment. We've actually seen two impeachments in recent times now. Used to be something that was reserved for, it was a rare occasion, basically. But in this particular case, what they're talking about is the idea that what the Biden administration has done, and through Mayorkas as well, they failed to secure the border and enforce the laws that Congress has passed. That's supposed to govern the United States. And so if you're derelict in your duty, and obviously there's a lot of politics going on, but you can still be held accountable for something like that. So that's what an impeachment trial would be all about. And so I think we need to sort of divorce ourselves from the idea of presidential impeachments and all of the big theater that entails, and go back down to the basics and say, well, if you're a public servant and you're not doing your job, well, this is one of the mechanisms to relieve you of that duty, basically.
Okay, we just heard from Eric in East Tennessee in the chat room, and he's telling us that Obama was never a professor of constitutional law. He was a senior lecturer on constitutional law, but he considered himself to be an expert.
Right, and that does happen. Yeah, you were able to go in and teach a class without a full professorship, per se. So if I misspoke and said he was a professor, then that's exactly right. Yeah, but he did teach it at one point, basically, or lecture about it, yes.
Yeah, all right. Well, we'll see what goes on here with this deal with Mayorkas, because in my opinion, he should have been gone by now, because look at what's gone on the border. It's intentional, too, by the way. There's nothing...
Well, and. Yeah. Well, no, I didn't mean to interrupt, but no, you're right. You see, but there's anybody looking at this, you know, you take the politics out of it, but anybody looking at it can say, yes, objectively, there's nothing being done in the grand sense. It's, in fact, there's actually positive things that are being done. And when I say that, I mean are proactive things to make it like this, as opposed to trying to stop it from being like this.
Now, a federal judge, I believe in Louisiana, has put a temporary stay on Title 42 so that Biden and crew cannot make any changes there. That has to remain into effect, because all of a sudden, the Remain in Mexico policy will be before the Supreme Court today, as it hears arguments from the Biden administration in an effort to end the Trump administration's policy that turns away asylum seekers from the border until their case can be heard.
Well, just the other day, Captain, and I'm just going to throw this out there. I hate to say, because maybe Jeff will be ready in the chat room with the duck, but, you know, Dr. Fauci talked about these public health problems or public health issues that were so important for the CDC to basically rule by decree. Well, Title 42 has to do with public health. So which is it, Democrat Party elite? Which is it, Biden administration? Are we all about public health, or we don't care about it in some cases? What's the deal?
You realize I'm trying not to get the duck car started.
That's right.
Okay, now, the Hillary lawyers have said they will not try to prove the ties between Trump and Russia. Could that be because they can't?
Yeah, well, perhaps so, yes.
Yeah, well, I think that's kind of obvious what's going on there, because this is in reference to the case with Michael Sussman, who, by the way, is about ready to be put underneath the biggest rock they can find.
Probably so.
They've got him dead to rights, and it just keeps getting worse.
Well, I think, Captain, at the end of the day, the American people, they want to be able to make choices, and they want to be able to have a political system that they get to run, basically. They get to decide who's going to be in the leadership positions. And when it's this muddied up, yes, politics is rough and tumble. We're under no illusions about that. But when you start making stuff up and you have many in the media who went along with it, basically, just because it was almost what they just wanted to hear, that something is broken.
Now, Senator Joe Manchin in West Virginia's approval rating has gone through the roof. It's literally soaring above the charts, despite the Democrats' claim of the Biden obstruction that's going on there against Senator Biden. It's not working in West Virginia. Joe Biden is not very popular there. Gee, isn't that something?
Well, that's right. And, you know, this is one of those things where in some cases you're going to agree with Joe Manchin. In other cases, you might not agree with Joe Manchin. But the idea is that there are certain common expectations. You know, you could use the word values as well, in some cases that we all kind of have a commonality with. And that's where they really try, and those on the far left, that is, they really try to destroy any of the sense of any kind of unity that we could ever have. It's always just, my candidate is always right, your candidate is always wrong, nobody can ever say. In fact, there was never once, as far as I can recall, Captain, that anybody on the left side of the media, basically, would have ever said, you know, President Trump made the only call possible here. It's okay. You know, that's fine. Let's move on to the next controversial topic. You never heard them say that once, because the word was, anything Trump did, if Trump cured cancer, they would be mad about that. We've heard that sort of comparison before.
Now, pardon me for a second, but I'm going to give the results of a new Harvard poll. Yes, I said Harvard. Very liberal. Listen to these numbers. Not only do 63% of registered voters in a new Harvard poll say President Joe Biden should not run for re-election, another 60% actually support Trump over Biden by 8% in 2024, should Biden run.
And Biden accomplished this, shall we say, being a little facetious here, but Biden accomplished this in about a year and a half.
We're talking almost. Harvard, for God's sake. Harvard.
Yeah, that's
when
right.
When have you heard Harvard go Republican on anybody?
No kidding. And that's why, because when they look out their window, they're in the Boston area, there where Harvard is located, they can also see what's happening to America. They see what's happening in terms of inflation. They see the feckless the leadership. And if they just really wanted it to just be really just more hardcore than what Biden could ever deliver, I think it would reflect in the poll. But I think what they're seeing is that, generally speaking, without any real leadership, as Trump demonstrated, you know, we're just adrift.
Well, we're adrift, all right, but we're not going to stay adrift. We're going
We're
going to hoist up the John B. sail, and away we go.
Exactly right.
All right, here comes the music. Perfect timing for the John B. sale stuff. Okay, hold on. Hold on. We'll be coming right back, folks, with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. And if you want to opine, the number is 877-969-8600. I don't think I gave it in the last few minutes. 877-969-8600.
Coast to coast and around the world, this is your source for news and information in the overnight. More with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin are the most senior members of the Biden administration to visit Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. They informed him that the U.S. would provide more than $300 million in foreign military financing, and they had already approved a $165 million ammunition sale to the country. Blinken and Austin spoke to reporters near the Polish-Ukrainian border after their trip to Kyiv. Here's Secretary Blinken.
We don't know how the rest of this war will unfold, but we do know that a sovereign, independent Ukraine will be around a lot longer than Vladimir Putin's on the scene.
He adds that American diplomats will return to the war-torn country at some point, first to the consulate in Lviv before returning to the capital. The embassy in Kyiv will remain closed for the time being. The Dow closed up 238 points on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call...
The most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the aforementioned captain, along with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor. Relief Factor is part of my daily regimen. I've been taking it for going on well over 7 years now. And I take it for one simple reason. It works, and it takes care of the problem that I've got, which is the swelling and the pain and the inflammation with my left leg and ankle and foot, which can actually lead all the way up into my knee and my hip and then into my back and then into my shoulders. Weird how it does that. But the combination of the ingredients in Relief Factor, namely turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, work for me. They help to support the body's natural response to inflammation. And believe it or not, and I believe it when I tell you because I'm not making this up, it will lower or eliminate the pain associated with whatever problem you've got going on right straight to the source of the pain. It'll go right straight to the source of the pain. And it'll either knock it off altogether to where it stops or it'll make it tolerable. Now, if you want to get rid of it altogether, you just take an extra pack of the Relief Factor about 2 or 3 hours later and... I would be willing to bet you it'd be gone by then. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product with key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway, so it's like taking a vitamin. And it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort. It comes in convenient little packets. And simply put, it works for me. It just might work for you. Now, you can go to the website, ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain. One more time, ReliefFactor.com/captain. Check out the 3-week quick start. Go ahead and order that, and that's how you get started. And by the way, they've also got some vitamin supplements and things like that over there. I take their B12, I take their C, I take their D. and I take their Eve. And they've got some very good, very potent vitamins over there that'll help you. So that's relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a try, because after all you have to lose is what, Kyle?
All you got to lose is pain.
Listen to that. He was there. All right. Now, we definitely have an interesting situation going on here, because I just happened to look over here, and Jeff Bezos has now launched a China conspiracy theory against Elon Musk after he secured the deal to buy Twitter. Isn't that something?
Yeah, it has something to do with he believes that China has gained some kind of leverage now in on Twitter. And so that's very interesting. But, you know, I sure hope not.
That's not what Bezos is saying. Bezos is saying that Musk couldn't have done this on his own. He had to have the help of somebody like China.
Well, right, yeah, and that would give them some kind of other influence. And so, yeah, it remains to be seen. Putting together $43 billion is no simple feat, that's for sure. But we'll see, absolutely.
And who's the guy that's been working with China quite a bit? Is that not Bezos?
I believe so. I think you're right, yeah.
So, therefore, he must know.
Possibly.
He ought to know what he's, you know, but then again, I just find it hard to believe that Musk is working with China on anything.
Well, exactly right.
And
exactly
I think it's
right.
A bunch of misinformation, because if I remember correctly, Bezos is a hard left core person.
Right, right. Well, I think, you know, these kinds of things are going to be kind of par for the course. We'll hear a lot of these kinds of things, I think. And because the major earth-shattering sea change that is happening is that Twitter is going private, that Twitter is no longer going to be driven. And I think you'll also see a mass exodus, by the way, Captain, of people that work at Twitter that had already tweeted out such things as, I'll never work for Elon Musk. And so there's a huge shakeup happening in the online world of speech.
And I just got reminded by one of our great hockey fans here that listens to the show all the night, or all night long. He says, did you hear what Biden said when the Lightning were in the Rose Garden yesterday about the blue dot? Did you hear about that?
What's that? No, what's that?
He says, oh, they gave me a blue dot. Look at this. He gave me a blue dot. You know what the blue dot was?
What's that?
An official Tampa Bay Lightning hockey puck.
Oh, really?
So he called it the blue dot.
Uh-huh.
Knows nothing about hockey, does he?
Right. Right, yeah, it's not a blue dot, right? It's a puck.
There might have been a blue dot on it, but it was, guess what? It was a hockey puck. It was one of the world championship hockey pucks that they had, which just happened to have, because the Lightning wear blue and white when they're at home. But anyway, what I'm telling you. We just can't get away from these idiots. All right, an INITIPP poll. Most Democrats want anybody other than Joe Biden in 2024 for their presidential candidate. Good luck. Good luck.
Yeah, it's going to be this kind of thing. The chaos is going to ensue sooner than later on all this.
It's already started.
Well, sure. I mean, but you remember back even, you know, one of the biggest comparisons has been Jimmy Carter presidency. Well, Ted Kennedy came out and basically challenged Jimmy Carter for the nomination, and I think all that also helped to weaken Carter's position. Of course, I think he was going to go on to lose the election anyway. But a lot of times, in terms of party unity, if they do what we think they're going to do, others will come out. Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders the other day, you know, mentioned this idea of possibly running, as I recall. In other words, all these subjects are going to come up. And Biden just doesn't seem to be viable. He doesn't seem to be formidable. None of these things are there. He is the president, but that's about it at this point. And he's not somebody who you think is going to really come on strong to run again because of all the things that he's demonstrated about his abilities, his cognitive issues that unfortunately he has.
Joe Biden is a pino. You know what a pino is?
What's that?
President in name only.
Okay, right, right.
Now, the rhinos are Republican in name only, right?
Right.
The dinos are Democrat in name only. Now we have a Pino, president in name only.
Well, because he doesn't seem to, I mean, we've gone over this, you know, I know a lot in the sense that he doesn't seem to be driving anything. He seems to be showing up places, and then speaking, you know, whatever the prepared remarks might be, and Lord knows, don't let him get off the script, because then that's when more chaos ensues, and they have to try to clean it up, and then he makes these policy problems for them, and so on and so forth. So, but watch for some of these other Democrats to come out. And by the way, Elizabeth Warren thinks that their solution to all this right now is to get in there and pass all their Democrat agenda. Well, that's not what the American people want.
Not at all.
This is what's destroying, you know, the economy, yeah, and it's causing inflation. It's all, yeah, this stuff is happening.
Now, the Supreme Court conservatives yesterday seemed to lean towards the football coach in the prayer case. Did you notice that?
Yes. That's a,
I hope that coach wins his case, because if so, I'm going to say I told you so to all the fools who are out there going, well, I shouldn't be praying on the field. I shouldn't be there. Really? My goodness.
Yeah.
I've had people say that to me.
Yeah, or that they shouldn't be.
They should be behind the bench or something like that where people can't see them. We don't want to see that stuff. You know, some people have said that to me.
Well, but yet, just because you're in a public school or you're in some other public setting doesn't mean you have to stop being who you are.
No.
Because otherwise, see, then it really does become, what's the new religion? The new religion, the new state religion, mm-hmm, is you can't do these things because we are going to keep you from doing it. You know, it's the same kind, mm-hmm, of thing.
Well, we're going to wrap up with this one. The FBI Director Christopher Wray was testifying somewhere. And he made a comment that violence against police doesn't seem to get enough attention. So all the police officers, every 3 or 4 days around the country, there's an average of one officer being killed during that period of time, which is horrible, terrible, and it just doesn't seem to get enough attention.
No, it doesn't. And it's sad that those are that's the reality in the sense of the frequency in which officers are losing their lives in the line of duty or being ambushed. They're not even on a call, right? In some cases. And that's because, Captain, of the demonization of police, of the somehow normalizing this notion that it's okay to hate police or believe that they're Nazis or, you know, any of this rubbish that is out there. And it's very, very sad.
All right, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with our next Truckers Highway and Byway report. And then when we get done with that, Denise Simon will be dropping in, and away we go. Chris Markowski coming up next hour at about quarter till the top of the hour. And then, of course, we have retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright coming in hour number 4. It's going to be a great, great, great thrill of the show here. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extend your life with Extend-O-Vite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extend-O-Vite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extend-O-Vite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extend-O-Vite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extend-O-Vite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
I will raise.
is an in-concert version of Taking It to the Street with Michael McDonald playing with a street band called the Dukes of September. You remember that, Kyle?
Yeah, I know the recording of that.
Oh, my goodness. Right, but, telling you. And that female, you talk about a voice. Good Lord.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Michael McDonald, yeah, he's such a great songwriter and a great piano player, and I love the way he writes his songs. It's amazing.
Powerful, very powerful.
Yeah.
All right, well, Kyle, take it away and tell us what's going on out west.
All right, well, thank you, Captain. Tonight out west, we do have a pretty quiet map, so that is some good news for our trucker friends and driver friends out tonight. We do have a freeze watch in Northern California. This is going to be in the Ukiah area, a little bit north of that, heading up past Redding. A lot of this freeze warning is actually a little bit west of Interstate 5, but if you're on Interstate 5 near Redding right now, last hour we were looking at some rain. Looks like it's kind of moved on over to the east side pretty much now of Interstate 5 north of Redding, but you still might get a little bit of that if you're in that area. Then also up near, east of Klamath Falls in southern Oregon. This is going to be west of Lakeview, kind of in between those two areas. You've still got some rain coming in there tonight. Also down I-84 near Baker City, you've got rain coming across the road there in Oregon. Also up near Spokane, Washington, coming around I-90. If you're heading over towards Coeur d'Alene, you're still going to have rain. You're going to have rain up on 4th of July tonight, too. 49 degrees and reading rain tonight. So that's really kind of what we're seeing on the map. But if you're in Seattle or Portland, Oregon, you've got rain in the forecast over the next several days, and we may have another system coming in here sooner than later. So stay tuned.
Okay, well, let me drift on over into the Midwest, because North Dakota, Minnesota, you got some rain from the Canadian border down almost to Fargo on I-29, and then over there, Moorhead, Minnesota, you got a little rain over in that area in Minnesota, then dropping on down to Iowa, we've got a freeze warning big time across most of Iowa and most of the border right there of Wisconsin and Illinois, northern part of Illinois, especially across I-80. Then again, down to Missouri, and the freeze warning in Missouri is the very tip of Missouri. Got a big hard frost warning down below it, down to just about Joplin on up to Springfield, on over towards Fort Leonard Wood. Then we got a hard frost advisory across I-70 in Illinois, well, right through Effingham over to Indiana. Back it up over into Kansas through Kansas City and over towards the central part of Kansas, Salina, frost advisory there. Amarillo down south to Lubbock, and Amarillo over to the east almost to Oklahoma City. Another frost advisory there. We do have some blustery conditions down along Houston on down towards, Galveston. Yeah, down towards Galveston now. Some blustery conditions there. And there is some dense fog advisory up on I-10 for most of Mobile, Alabama, over into Pensacola. And maybe looks like right now it's all the way over to the Mississippi line, and then it comes up I-85 towards Montgomery, not quite to Montgomery, so be advised of that. We do have over in North Carolina along the Cape Hatteras, we got some windy conditions there, probably some rough surf there, maybe even riptide going on there by the looks of it, because I do now see possible riptide warnings. So keep in mind that the weather, if you don't like it, it's going to change somewhere along the line, and the cold temperatures are headed east tonight across the central part of the country. So, Kyle, tell us how you hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and don't forget the Truckers Highway Bible Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops, largest truck stop chain in the country. Alrighty, joining us right now from founderscode.com, that's founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
So, what, pray tell, is going on with the situation in Ukraine today? We found out a little bit more yesterday. Apparently there is some stuff that's being sent, and it's coming from some countries that we hadn't even thought about. One of them was Canada.
Yeah, I mean,
it's getting there. It's just getting there slowly.
Yeah, very, very slowly, which is the reason, one of the reasons that Putin hit the railroad network. But the timing of hitting the railroad network was also to send a message to Blinken and Austin because they took a train into Kyiv, sending a message that maybe you don't want to take the train system anymore because we're hitting it. I mean, that could be taken as an attempted hit on the United States.
Well, that's true, and they also made it perfectly clear that this could start World War III, the two of them showing up, and that was that foreign minister again said that. Lavrov, I think?
You mean Russia's more foreign minister said that?
Yeah. Yeah, there was a comment that was made somewhere along the line. I thought it was him. It might not have been. It might have been, but it was one of the Russian officials said that.
Okay.
Yep, so who knows, these guys. But anyway, of course, everything was shrouded in secrecy, but it appears that from what we're seeing right now, that there are some countries that are participating a little bit more so than what we thought to begin with. Canada was the one I used because I did not realize that they were sending howitzers, 155-millimeter howitzers there, which is a pretty... which is a pretty substantial...
Where they're fighting in the Donbass is more of a ground war, kind of like, open field warfare than any other part of the country. So it takes different kinds of weaponry and tactics.
Not to mention the drones, because they got that new Phoenix drone.
Well, there's two different kinds of drones. So... They actually used a drone when they hit the for surveillance when they hit the Russian battleship.
Yep. Hold that thought. Coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch after the top of the hour news with Denise Simon. Don't go anywhere. I shall return. We got more coming back. Let me get this going here if it works. Well, let's see. That's not going to work. So here we go.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.